This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long in studio. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, she's the author of Only Rainbows, the Carly McCord story, Karen McCord. Karen, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. You never guess this, but every week I get sent something from Amazon. Okay, you got that cell phone in your hand. They know basically everything about you. And what their recommendation was for the book this week? Only Rainbows. I just showed that to Steve Geller. And so tell everybody a little bit how you can get the book. And I think it's, what, a little bit more than a week from now, it'll be out for the general public?
Yes, it's 8 days away on February 25th, and we're going to actually go into Tiger Stadium and release the book on the 50-yard line. How about that?
Well, I know, I know Carly would like that.
Oh, she would. You know she would. She would love this publicity, right? But anyway, yeah, the book is going to be launched in 8 days. You can pre-order it right now. And it's on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and all the good stores coming up. So we're real excited about it. It's been 4 years of love and effort and lots of interviews, as you know, because I interviewed you a whole bunch as well for the book.
Karen, also, this is about getting over grief. Because the worst thing can happen as a parent, you lose a child. And someone, too, that you could see her trajectory. That she, even though she didn't believe that, because she'd always tell me, oh, Mike, I don't know if I'm doing any good right now. I really don't. But she didn't really see the big picture with her. She was a little impatient. That part we both agree on. But I think she didn't really recognize that. But also for you writing this book, it was cathartic for you.
It was very cathartic for me, Mike. It took, like I said, 4 years to do, and I interviewed lots of people. In fact, I interviewed over 100 people. And, you know, it's so interesting because you think you know your child. I mean, she's been my child for 30 years at that point. But you don't know the grown-up child. Like, for example, the people she worked with. And the people that she worked with on an everyday basis. And so when I wrote the book, it was very interesting because I would hear stories that I never even knew of. For example, one hilarious story was is she was actually the producer on Matt Moscone's show, and Shaquille O'Neal was in the studio, and she said, and Shaq said, hey, I can come on Matt's show. And she looked at her roster and she goes, well, Shaq, I don't have time for you today, but if you, you come back tomorrow, I can put you on the schedule. And, you know, Matt Moscone's like, you never turned down Shaq. She goes, well, I just did. And she said, and I told him to come back tomorrow. And he came back the next day and she did chin-ups on his arms while he did the show. So, you know, that's just one small example of something that I didn't know until after I've you know, did some research in the book, and it just brought me such joy that she was just that raw and goofy to get away with that kind of stuff, you know?
No question about it. And she would always tell me, when people would tell her something about, I want to be like you, Carly, she would always say, oh, no, you want to be better than, a lot better than me. And she'd always tell me, Mike, I want to be like you one day. But more importantly, I want your bank account. That's what I want. That more than anything. And she'd get a big kick out of it with everything. But she, in talking to younger people in this business, her deal was, yes, I've made it to a certain point, but I want you to be better than me. Not a lot of people would think that way.
You know, Mike, that is in the book. I want, you know, that I want you to be better than me. And she would also always look at the television and go, look, it's me. I'm on TV. I'm famous. You know? And that kind of silliness. But to transition, I do want to say that it wasn't until after her death, and it really the day of the plane crash, that I realized how famous she actually was, Mike. I had no idea because I was Mom, you know, and she was Carly. And when it hit all over the news and People's Magazine was calling and CBS were, you know, and all of these people were just ringing our phones and text messaging. And, you know, at one point we went on our phone and there was actually 3,000 text messages. It was just a crazy day, but I didn't realize that she had hit that pinnacle of fame. She was just my daughter, and that was good enough, and that was special enough, you know, to be my daughter. And I didn't realize how many famous people she actually knew until I interviewed for the book, you know, and put all these interviews into the book. I didn't realize that.
I was telling Steve this story. And for people that don't know, Carly kind of had a sassy mouth to her. It was salty. So if you was expecting anything, you know, that wasn't, she had that tone about her. But I remember, yeah, I think it was the day after this happened, she had done a AAA baseball game. And she's doing a report, and this guy right behind her is doing the monkey shines and everything else. And she had had enough of it. And so very subtly, but with a sharp hit, she turns and just jabs this guy with her elbow and sort of bends him over. And she was, I'm going to clean it up a little bit. She said, Mike, this jerk, he's jumping around and trying to get famous. Well, I got him famous, all right. I bent him over with my elbow. People don't realize Carly in her weight class was a championship weightlifter.
She was. And, you know, Mike, it's so funny because she can use the F word with the best of them.
Could she?
And sometimes we would have to say, Carly, we're at Thanksgiving dinner. Put your Southern voice on, please. There are children in the room. You know, but she was a character. But, yes, she was actually a power lifter in her in her high school years, and then she was a beauty queen in her college years, and then she was her sportscaster in her final years.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It comes to Louisiana Line Camp. So her deal is, Mike, you got to get me an interview with Pete Jenkins. I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. I said, but we're going to have to do it, you know, after the practice session. And, you know, Pete's sort of ornery this day. And so somebody said, Pete, you got to do an interview. I'm not doing no interview. No interview. Man, he said, I'm hot, I'm bothered, everything else. So they came back and told me, Pete's not doing the interview. I was like, okay. I said, I'll take care of it. So I walked over to him. He's sitting in the golf court. I said, Pete, you got to do an interview after. Mike, I don't know about that. And he said, well, who I got to do the interview with? I said, see this little lady right here? He said, Mike, I'll be there right after practice. Pete flipped it real. He flipped it real quick. He says, "That the lady, little lady?" I said, "That's the one." His first thing is, "What the hell are you doing hanging around with this guy?" He said, "You got to give me a good answer, Carly. You got to give me a good one." But that was Carly. She was great, and she learned how to do interviews very well. And I thought that was the gift with her of being able to kind of set you up to get you to say something you might not get in a normal interview.
Right, right. You know, and you're very right with that. To expound on your latter comment, it was so funny. I was interviewing Paul Maneri, and he would laugh and he'd go, I always knew when Carly was interviewing me because all of the baseball players would come to me and get in the shot to make sure that they could get a quick look at her. But, you know, she did take her job very, very seriously.
Yes.
And, you know, Mike, it was interesting because as I was looking through her notebooks after she had passed away, she had notebooks and notebooks on players and plays and beach volleyball rules and regulations. And you could tell through these notebooks that she would study and she would study her craft to make sure that she did women proud when she went on to be a woman announcer. And that was her strong point, was as women in sports. And she'd say, you have to work harder. And she says, but the rewards are great. And, you know, she did study her craft. And, you know, she was right there, Mike. She was ready to hit the national stage right as she was, you know, as the plane crashed. And that's the reason why I wanted to write Only Rainbows, because I kept thinking to myself, she was this close, and I'm holding my hands. It was like within an inch close to hitting the national stage. And so I really, as a mom, I want to put her on the national stage. And I want this book to be a bestseller because she worked so hard to get there, and she was on the cusp, Mike.
Yep.
And she didn't make it, but so I'm hoping the book Only Rainbows will push her over the edge. What you think?
Yeah, I do believe. Now, the other part of this is her grandfather. He was the first full-time, I guess, call-in or talk show in the New Orleans area. He was very first guy, and I'm calling was like, Mike, you got to meet my grandpa. He wants to meet you, really wants to meet you. And when she told me, I was like, you didn't tell me that was your grandfather. She was like, okay, that's part of my interest in sports was because of him.
Right. Well, you know, it's interesting. My dad had a talk show called Let's Talk It Over on WTIX and then WNOE. Latter part, and his name was Joe Collada. Let's Talk It Over. And he had gotten out of the business way before Carly had gotten into the business. But you know, it's so interesting because it must run in our genes, because I did broadcasting for a little while in Baton Rouge, and then Carly did it, and then of course Jordy Collada did it. And we also have a cousin that is a talk show host in Colorado. And so it must run in the genes somewhere, but she always aspired to my dad and looked up to him. And you know what was interesting, Mike? When my dad passed away, right before he passed away, he called Carly into the room and he said, Carly, I used to always wish my family happy birthday on everybody's birthday, and you've got to promise me that when I'm gone, you will wish everybody a happy birthday on air wherever you are. You promised me that. And you know, to the day Carly died, she would wish, you know, Kaylee, her sister or her brother or myself or Tracy, happy birthday. And she honored that wish until, of course, the plane crash.
The funny thing about that is every birthday for me, she was always the first one to text me. Now, at this time, my mom's still alive, and so I always kept my cell phone on just in case something had happened with her. So I'd keep it on, and you would figure like 12:05, 12:10 on my birthday. The first thing to come in was her. So she was like, okay, I was the first one, right? I was like, yeah, but you woke me up. And she was like, oh, okay, I'm going to clean this too. She was like, okay, you got it from me, though, didn't you? I was like, yeah, thank you. I do appreciate it. One of the funny stories with her is people never realize how good of a singer she was. Okay. And so she would sing all the time, and she had a voice for somebody that was, what, 110, 115 pounds soaking wet. She had some pipes on her. So her and I are doing an event on the bayou, and we co-guest speakers that night. And the guy who had the event, and I mean, they got 700-800 people there. He tells me the individual that's going to do the national anthem, he's sick and won't be able to do it. Mike, man, I don't know who I'm going to get. I was like, well, hold on a second. I said, maybe Carly could do it. He's like, well, has she sung before? And boy, it clicked in my head. I was like, yeah, a time or two. I think maybe she's done a high school game, but man, I just played him out. So I walked up to her and I said, hey, look, come sing. I said, could you sing the national anthem tonight? And she was like, what kind of scheme you got? I said, no scheme. Just play along with me and tell him, yeah, you can do it. And she was like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. Well, he was sweating bullets. We all at the same table together now. And I could tell he was telling other people at the table, we got Carly, but, you know, Mike's saying something about she's only sang at a high school game or something like this. So they didn't know the game I was talking about. Carly sang right before the Cavaliers playoff games.
Right, I was just going to say the Cleveland Club Cavaliers. She sang at the playoff game.
Yes. And so, but I knew it, and I'd heard her sing before. And she would say, oh, Mike, I'm just a lounge singer, which I think she was right about. She wasn't a classically trained singer, but, boy, she had some pipes on her. So he makes signal to me, tell Carly to come up with me. So I said, you got to get up and go sing. She was like, Mike, what you got going? Do you have money involved with this? I was like, just don't worry about it. And so she got up and they introduced her. And I could tell this guy was really nervous. And finally, he gives her the mic and those first two notes. And everybody just, I felt like the room looked at me like, what is this? No, Carly could sing, and she was unbelievable at it. So when she came back, my wife was, okay, Carly, he set you up. Because they didn't know. He talked about a high school game. He didn't say anything about singing for a Cleveland Cavaliers playoff game. And that she sang different places. And the thing about it is she was teaching kids in China how to speak English, but she would play records for them. So they got a generation of Chinese children that have heard Justin Bieber over and over exactly and over. Right. But that's why she taught them how to speak English. Unbelievable.
That is. And, you know, it's so funny, Mike, because your audience can go to the YouTube video, and it's Carly McCord sings Hallelujah. And you can actually hear her sing because she did the pageant routines for a little while. And the big thing was, is her song was her talent, and she would blow them away every time.
And she was telling me, Mike, I got robbed twice, not once, but twice. I don't see how I lost.
The first loser.
Oh, man. But I kind of rubbed it in a little bit on us. Okay. No, she said she wasn't better than me. I'm just telling you. I was like, okay. But that would always kind of rile her up a little bit. Karen, tell everybody a little bit how they can get the book. And you say the official release 8 days from now in Tigers Stadium.
In Tiger Stadium, February 25th, and you can go pre-order it now on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. The book is only rainbows, and I promise you, you won't be disappointed. And if you have somebody that is experiencing grief and you don't know what to give them, give them this book, because I do believe it was God-written to help people who are grieving, especially children, people who have lost children. And I thank you so much, Mike, for giving me this time. Hugs and much love. And Mike is in the book.
Thank you, Karen. I appreciate it. And you know how I feel about you and the whole family. And so God bless you. And I'll see you at a bookstore nearby very soon.
Sounds good. Hugs and much love.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Karen. Karen McCord, author of Only Rainbows, the Carly McCord story. Carly and I, well, we got some stories throughout the years, her and I. We did some crazy stuff together, I'll be honest with you.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.